hallo, wir sind's, eure Magical Detectives. Vivi und Felina am hallo. Start. Und heute gibt's eine ganz besondere Extra-Folge. Wie versprochen bekommt ihr das komplette Interview mit Sonita, dem Medium. In der letzten Folge haben wir ja sozusagen die Hard Facts geklärt. Was ist ein Medium? Wie arbeitet ein Medium? Und wie können wir alle eins werden? Falls ihr die Folge noch nicht gehört habt, geht da gerne nochmal rein.
Ja, und hier kommt jetzt das ganze Gespräch, wie gesagt, mit ihr. Denn da kamen einfach noch ganz viele spannende Details ans Licht. Vor allen Dingen auch ihre ganz persönliche Geschichte, wie sie überhaupt ein Medium geworden ist, wie sie das rausgefunden hat. Richtig spannend. Und kleiner Hinweis noch, aus der letzten Folge wisst ihr ja, dass das Gespräch auf Englisch stattfand. Sonita ist ja aus Irland. Und damit ihr Tonfall und ihre Emotionen und so erhalten bleiben, haben wir diesmal nicht übersetzt. Ist aber eine Ausnahme natürlich. Ab der nächsten Folge hört ihr uns wieder auf Deutsch.
Ja, ganz genau. Zur nächsten Folge haben wir auch nochmal einen kleinen Hinweis. Die sollte ja eigentlich schon nächste Woche kommen. Mhm. Wir haben uns jetzt aber gedacht, nee, das wird auch für euch was zu viel werden.
Ihr müsst jetzt erstmal lernen, Medium zu werden.
Ganz genau. Wir halten unsere zwei Wochenpause ein und dann kommt die Tarot-Folge, wie versprochen. Das wird sich hier nicht ändern.
Ganz genau.
Das Thema bleibt.
Sehr gut. Und jetzt viel Spaß mit der Folge.
Magical Detectives. Ein Energy Original Podcast.
So, thank you so, so much for coming, Sonita. We are both very excited. We just said before you arrived that we are so, so excited and we wanted to know if you can already like feel energies in this room or something like that.
I mean, definitely. I think everybody is so sensitive to energy, but when I walked into the office, I was like, this is like a really good vibe. Yeah. Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And I love what's that. Interesting about both of you, if you have very complementary, contrasting energies. I don't know if you realize that.
No.
Tell me everything about it.
Well, I'm not tuning into like your stuff, right? Yeah. Like, so right now, but I feel like you're more like, I feel Felina, you can be more grounded and Vivian is more like sparky. So like one of you is more stable and the other one is like one of them is a balloon. Like Vivian, you're the balloon.
Uh-huh.
And Felina, you're more like the grounded one, right? Like the kind of the weight in a yeah. good way, in the best way.
Yeah, I would say
so. And you play off each other. That's nice.
I think Felina is way more mature when it comes to a lot of things.
That's so funny.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. But we are both air signs.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's Aquarius, I'm Gemini, so we are matching really good, I would say.
That's lovely. Yeah. I'm also Gemini.
You too?
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
I just had it a few days ago.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh my God, that's so cool. No, I'm a June. Mine is on 2nd of June.
Yeah, one of my best friends as well. Geminis, we're like, we find each other.
Yes, yes, totally.
It's always, yeah.
Yeah.
Always like this.
Gemini season, so cool. Yeah. Should we start with,
the
questions?
Sure. We start like with totally basic questions, mm-hmm. like what exactly is a medium?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think like mm-hmm. people have maybe a thought of it, but what is it specifically? Like, what would you say?
I think that, I totally get it because like I think that there can be so much confusion about like what is a fortune teller? What is a medium? Mm-hmm. What is a tarot card reader? And like a medium is really just somebody, and again, you know, like everyone has this capacity. So that's the really cool thing is we all have this capacity to be in between the spirit world and the physical world, right? And so it's like, for me, a medium is just somebody who's literally in between, like median is a good word mm-hmm. as well, right?
Yeah, okay.
So median, like meaning like halfway. And like we all have a human side and we all have a spirit side, right? So we can all sometimes tap into one or the other, and you will meet people through life who are more in the human version of life and some people are more in the spiritual version. And the mediumship thing, it's really just being in between the spirit world and the human world, but also being able to convey information from one to the other. So it's like a communicator, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that goes in different ways. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of the time what I do is I would connect with I suppose, like, I call it like a big library in the sky. Other people call it the Akashic Records, okay. and get information for people about where they are in their life and tell them and, you know, explain what steps they can take to improve their life, But there's other mediums that focus more on connecting with people who've passed on, right? Mm-hmm. And I can do that too, but it wouldn't be my main thing. You know what I mean? So it's always this in between the spirit world, right? And I think that it's confusing because, a lot of people don't believe in like anything except for what they can see in front of them. And it is what it is. You know, there are also a lot of people who pretend as well, like mm-hmm. to be mediums or psychics or fortune tellers. And, but the thing is, like, again, like the really cool thing is we all have this ability inside of us.
That's so cool. Yeah. I think that's very fascinating that you say actually everyone could do it.
Yeah.
But how?
Is this something we can learn? Yeah. Like studying or?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah? Like this is a really good question. And like because I did workshops here and there, like I have a way of explaining it to people, but it's just my way of understanding it. So like what I understand is that as human beings, we have like our consciousness. So like, you know, like our regular thoughts on a daily basis. And then we have our subconscious, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of people know about the subconscious, right? But it's also quite new. Like it's only in the last 150 years that the subconscious has been like accepted, you know, I think even less. Mm. And so for me, I understand that we have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. We all know the conscious mind. It's like our thoughts on a regular basis, our decisions, right? It's very connected to our ego. The subconscious mind is more like the space of like images and dreams and, you know, like visual stuff as well. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like there are other levels above this that we do tap into, and I'm going to tell you about them, and you're going to realize where you've tapped into them before, because it's really interesting. So after the subconscious mind, I feel like we have then like our tribal consciousness, mm-hmm. and this is something that I think is better understood in like more Eastern cultures or in cultures that are less Westernized, right? That we have a tribal consciousness. And what this means is people that we spend a lot of time with, that we have a lot of familiarity with, that can be like, for example, twins, siblings, our mom, right? Or even dogs, pets, animals, or people that we just have this kind of symbiosis with, like we live with them, we spend a lot of time with them. They're part of our tribal consciousness. And that's for me, the next level after the subconscious is the tribal consciousness. Mm-hmm. And you can recognize this because I'm sure both of you have gotten a message from your mom at some point freaking out, being like, what's wrong with you? Or what's up with you?
Yeah.
Or someone that you're close to, or this twin thing as well. Yeah. That's also part of that. Or how does your dog know that you're coming home? Mm-hmm. That's the tribal consciousness.
There's always this moment when you, I don't know, you get a call from a friend.
Exactly.
And you answer with, oh, I thought about you this second, and I always thought like this must be something with I don't know, electromagnetic fields or something, because we are actually made out of electromagnetic stuff. Why don't we realize when the phone is ringing?
100%. And that is the thing. It's like that is true as well. Like that, there's probably these connections or this net above mm-hmm. all of us, right? And it's like, but there's something about people who are more in resonance with us that those messages can mm-hmm. kind of transfer quicker or faster. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And also like, in a lot of tribal cultures, they say if people have a dream, sometimes they can have a dream for the community, like for the tribe. Mm-hmm. And then people would sit and listen to the dream and like pay attention to that and be like, oh, this is actually quite serious, you know? So we've kind of lost that ability in a way, the tribal consciousness, just because of how the world is different now, right?
Yeah.
But it's still there, and we have it through our close friends, our family, people that we spend time with. Also, you need to be careful who you get busy with, because this can also build this tribal consciessness mm-hmm. connection, right?
Okay.
Okay. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah. I think we all do.
Yeah. So for me, that's the next level. And then the one after that is the collective consciousness. And again, this is more like things like, for example, about 10, 15 years ago, The Secret came out. Do you remember? Do you know this book? Or I don't know. It was like, do you know The Secret? That's behind this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, hang on. Why does the universe want the collectiveness to mm-hmm. expand and understand that you can manifest things? Okay, that's like one example. And the collective consciousness is kind of like more about the the kind of group consciousness of humanity, right? And we see it in positive ways and in negative ways. And it can also be things like, for example, like, you know, why are there uprisings? Why did everyone get so invested into Black Lives Matter? Why was that so important? Mm-hmm. Why, like, what is it that's evolving in the consciousness? But the way that I also see that is, why do things happen like inventions? You know, like, I mean, it's not so common now, but like, if you look back through history, like the telephone was invented at the same time, right, in two different locations, or like literally at the same time. And Alexander Graham Bell just got the patent in time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what like made him like known for the telephone. But someone else actually developed it basically the same time.
Yeah.
But they have no contact with each other. So that for me is like the collective consciousness, but it can have a negative side too, because it can be also like, if people get really angry about things, mob culture, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, you'll see it a lot. And so it can be a push pull, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's very much also like collective consciousness. You can see in animals quite easily, you know, like, for example, like why do fish all swim in one direction and then they change all directions?
Really, or birds. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. And I think that's the amazing thing about, and I think this is why like people love live music as well, because music is such a frequency.
Yeah.
And you can spread the feeling in the collective consciousness so quickly through music. So music is like really healing. So that for me is the next one. And then the place that I go to is the final stop is like what I call the divine consciousness.
Okay.
And again, like, I mean, we're like, when I'm talking about these levels, you'll recognize if you're spiritual and you're open that you have actually tapped into these at some point, right? Mm-hmm. And you've also tapped into the divine consciousness. And the divine consciousness for me is like this, it's like a big library in the sky. It's like this huge library that you walk into, and there's like loads of information there. And so when I'm channeling for people, all I'm doing is I'm just like asking the librarian to give me this person's book, read through it, and like look at like the chapter that we're on, the chapters that have come before. Are there any previous volumes, past lives? Yeah. And also sometimes what's going to happen in the future, or what can happen, right? So that's the divine consciousness. And, you know, the thing is, like, we all can tap into that because we're all human beings, and the being part can always, it's like free access, right? It's like going on Google, right?
And so
the medium part like is like I'm just in between the divine consciousness and the human world, and I guess I've walked that path up and down so many times that it's easier for me to access than most people, but all of us can, right? And the divine consciousness is sometimes comes to us as that little voice inside, that gut feeling or that voice that goes, you shouldn't go down this street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you shouldn't talk to that person. Mm-hmm. And often we feel it louder when it's negative, right? Like, oh, fear. Mm-hmm. But that's the divine consciousness. People will talk about it in different ways, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the tricky part is like, you know, the divine consciousness will speak to us in whatever form we're going to listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool because, you know, for one person that might be like, you know, a religious text, right? For another person, it might be a song. Mm-hmm. For another person, it's a book that they read, right? And for another person, it's like a stranger comes up to them on the street and talks to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the divine consciousness will always talk to us and in whatever form we choose to listen. But when someone books a session with me, they're getting a lot of divine consciousness, like boom, 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 because I'm downloading it for them and it's more direct, right? But it's not me. It's really important to understand that, like, it's not me. I'm just like a pathway,
So maybe like the first step to become a medium would be that you listen more to your gut and to 100%. Signs in life, right? So I think that's something often don't do, because there are so many things going on, so many distractions, so many people telling you this and that, and you forget to hear what your gut says, right?
Yeah, and like this is exactly how I teach people in workshops. So you're totally right, Vivian. That is exactly it. We don't listen to our own gut, and I think that's the thing. You know, we've got such powerful minds, right? But we forget that the mind is just a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the full picture, right? Mm-hmm. It's not everything. And the problem I think that a lot of people have is they'll get a message But something in their mind goes, oh, that's stupid. Or no, that's silly. Or like that contradicts, you know.
Yeah.
And then they kind of shut it off and don't listen. And if you keep shutting that down, right, it's not that it will go away because, you know, like we're all still spiritual beings, I believe anyway. Like, it's not that it will go away. It's just that it becomes quieter,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And so it is. You have to listen to your gut. But then it's also taking that action.
Yeah.
And that's how it gets stronger.
What I received from like pop culture when it comes to mediums and like people talking to dead people and stuff, I always thought, and I think many think, that you wake up like this. One day you wake up and a dead person is talking to you.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But as far as I understand, you trained yourself to become that, or was there a specific moment or a day where you woke up and you were like, oh my God, there's something I can
feel. This pathway to go through the levels or something,
That's a long story.
Yeah.
But the short answer is like no. And like I grew up super religious as well.
Okay.
So this is like really quite interesting. And I still struggle with this from time to time because I grew up as a born again Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no, like, again, you know, I really do believe that spirit or divine consciousness or God, if you want to call it God, will talk to us in whatever way, shape or form we choose to listen. So I'm not discounting like that religion has that spiritual element, but I was quite blocked because I grew up with this kind of like thing. And in the Bible, it's like, you know, you're not allowed to be a medium or a psychic. And actually they would stone people to death if they had that. Yeah. If they were doing that. So, you know, it's like, that's quite a block.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I grew up until I was 18. And then I left that church around 18 or 19 for a variety of reasons, but I just didn't feel like myself in there. And, you know, and I really then hated everything to do with religion and spirituality, right? And I went on like this kind of like crazy hedonistic journey where it was just like, you know, having all, because when you're in that church, you can't drink, you can't, you can't do like teenage rebellious stuff, like, you know, so I went crazy for a few years. And it was really interesting because it was fun. Yeah, I kept meeting people who were psychics, and I just, when I was traveling, you know, I was like, and they were like, oh, you have this gift too. And I said, whatever. You know, and it's funny because I was like, yeah, like if I could, I would, you know, like, and it was just really funny. And so basically what happened was I kind of went on this drinking binge, and I was really unstable, and I was running away from a lot of trauma as well, to be honest. And then about 24, 25, I had a massive breakdown. And, you know, that was kind of also like a moment where everything like collapsed, like my mind kind of broke. Like everything kind of just fell apart, and it was horrible, and it was like the worst moment of my life. But sometimes when that happens, when you have like a breakdown moment, there's always a breakthrough. And I think just in putting pieces back together, somehow I was able to channel and start to kind of like pick up messages from spirit. And again, that's why I really think that like we all have this capacity. It's just that we're kind of shielded from it by our minds, you know? So yeah, so that's what happened with me. And it took me a while before I was channeling. Like I think I was 27, 28. So I'm 39 now, before I started to channel messages for people. And it just happened accidentally one day. I was in a classroom and I was teaching English, and I was teaching the future tense, and I was like, oh, my Brazilian students, they love like esoteric stuff. So I brought in tarot cards. It's like, okay, you're all going to make future predictions for your classmates. And they're like, this is great. Yeah. And it was funny. And I didn't really know any of them because it was a conversation class. So it was like a mixed group of students. And I went around the room, and there's this one girl, and I'd never met her before. And I was just looking at the card, and I was like, oh, she's thinking about getting divorced. And I was like, oh, are you thinking about getting divorced? And she was
And she was.
And everyone just started looking at me, and I was like, yeah, but like you should. And then I was like telling her more information about her stuff. And I was like, okay, that was weird. You know, like, where did that come from?
I have chills.
Yeah. But it was just hilarious because I didn't know her. And, you know, obviously I wasn't trying to get that message for her. And it was a bit like that for a while, you know. It was kind of like, oh, actually I can do this thing.
Was it a bit scary also for you?
I think the scary part for people, you know, it's not getting the messages, because we all get them, mm-hmm. right, for ourselves, and also we get them for other people too. It's saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why what you guys are doing is great, because we need to start talking more mm-hmm. about esoteric things and about the divine feminine, because mm-hmm. there's a huge power in that, right? And it's been suppressed for so long.
Yeah.
And we do have a breakout these days. You see it everywhere on social media. Everyone in my friend group is feeling there is something. We need to channel it. We need to talk about it.
Yeah. Yes. I think there's a lot of change going on right now in a positive way, I would say. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my best advice is discover the medium in yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's right, so now. Cool.
Especially if you're feminine energied, especially if you're yin energy, especially if you're a woman or you identify as a woman. Because
mm-hmm.
we have that's our power, you know, and it's been suppressed for like thousands of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone is hearing us and listening to us and thinks, okay, I want to start to tap into my whatever energy, do you have like 3 steps to take, like for total beginners?
Ooh. Well, I think it's like Vivian said, right? It's like, you know, we have to start listening to our gut, okay? And that's the first step. And because, you know, our gut feeling, or that kind of spider sense thing, is very powerful. It's very, very powerful. And if you go against that, that's like shutting down this connection straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step would be listen to that mm-hmm. and take action on that, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you want to develop it more, what you can do is you can, you ask spirit to give you messages for other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, you know, the way to develop this is you get a deck of tarot cards and you sit with them and then you try to interpret things for yourself. But the problem is, again, our egoic minds are very in the way mm-hmm. and it's very hard to read objectively for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's actually not the way to develop this gift. It's really asked to get messages for other people, or if you want to, you can use cards or something, but for other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And try to move away from analyzing the cards and more listening, yeah? And then if you want to go like deeper with that journey, I think it's quite challenging, but I think you need to kind of, you know, really focus on your healing work, right?
Mm.
And I think that would be like the third step, really, is like, because the clearer that you are, the more you can channel for other people, right? Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
100%. But it's funny because we get always taught like to start with ourselves first and then talk to others.
Mm.
Like in every other, ability, you start with yourself and then you go to others.
But you are starting with yourself because you're listening to your gut messages.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you're taking action on them.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And I think maybe a question I have for you, because I don't know you very well. I know Vivian a little bit better. Can you remember a time where you got a gut message and you didn't listen to it? And then what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, go on, tell us.
It's actually my journey with radio.
Mm.
And I did everything to just get the best job, the job I wanted. Mm. And I didn't listen to my body when it came to like getting up pretty early in the morning and staying up late and I did everything for work, and then I had a big breakdown and I needed to go to therapy to just heal my burnout. And this was the moment where my body and my gut was always talking to me like, you don't like this person you're working with, you don't want to be there. And the first signs for me were like losing the keys to this house, just so I could not come in, or forgetting something, so I need to go back again to my home to get stuff. And this was actually, there were so many signs in hindsight. So this was the moment I wasn't listening. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Not a single word, not a single sign. Everything was like cut off. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I mean, totally makes sense, because when we talk about career and money and like that kind of stuff, our ego can be really strong, right? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think in like in the situation, you don't realize it. No. You always think, that's my dream. That's what I always wanted.
I only have to work harder, and then it will be fun. Yeah. But actually, it needs to be fun to then get your work.
Sometimes the universe is like, not this way. This is like, yes, this is the right thing, but this is the wrong person, the wrong method. And it's so hard, because sometimes, and this is the other sucky part about listening to your gut, it's like the hard thing and the right thing are sometimes the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, you don't want to like quit a job that you think like was going to get you somewhere. You don't want to leave that relationship with this like hot guy who's earning like, you know, X amount of money per year, you know, and has promised you a ring next year. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's like the hard thing and the right thing are often the same thing. And that's when that voice often steps in, right?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of related to stuff you learn in therapy, when you learn that you will always choose the path you already know, because it's more easy for you when you work with patterns you always had in your your childhood, and it repeats and repeats, and actually it's not good for you. You're like, you get broken by it, but you need to decide at one point to just do the hard thing and say, I will do something just for one time in my life. I will do something I never did before. I will go this way and not the old way. Mm. And this is the hard part. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. What I realized, I think we all three have something in common, not just us,
not
many people. Yes, we're air signs. And I think like in our 20s, we all had a breakdown for whatever reasons. Mm-hmm. So, and what we did was like, searching for answers. Like we had a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Who am I? Who do I want to be? Where am I in my life? And the first thing what people do is talk to their friends, hopefully, but then go to therapy, what we both did. And also you can find answers in mediums like you, and people reaching out to you because they have problems in their life and they don't know how to handle them, or, you know. So that's what I also did. That's why we know each other, right?
Yeah.
We did a channeling session together. So my question would be, what kind of people reach out to you, or when do you think is helpful to speak to a medium?
That's a really good question. And I think, you know, also like we talked about, like the fact that there can be a lot of kind of shame, I think, around this topic, because if I said, hey, go to a therapist, you'd be like, yeah, totally. Like, I'll just go to my therapist, right?
There was shame as well, like a few years ago. You know what I mean? I know what you mean.
I think, like, honestly, like any time that you know that you're stuck is good. Like if you feel stuck with something, or you feel like you've been holding on to something for quite a long time, and you've tried a few solutions and you're like, this is just not shifting, or this is not changing, then it's good to reach out to a medium, you know. And you know, obviously, like, it's important that you research the person and read reviews, because there are unfortunately a lot of like
scammers
and fake people out there that is, you know,
that's so sad though.
You know, and also I think a lot of people who find me, they say they saw my picture and felt drawn, and I was like, oh, okay, that's weird, interesting. You know, so I think also just like, again, like listening to that gut feeling, but you'll know if you need that kind of guidance. And again, you know, it's like, it's not me giving you guidance, it's really like, it's like looking in a mirror, you know, it's really like very intensely looking in a mirror and getting a lot of information very quickly. And you have to be ready for that too, because like people come to me and they think it's like, they're like, oh, you know, like someone told me I carry the vited flame of Archangel blah blah, and I'm like, that's babes, that's not what we do here. Like you're gonna get dressed down, you're gonna get like all the stuff that you're like trying to like run away from, it's like in your face, you know, like. And and it's a lot, it can be a lot for people, right? So you also have to be quite ready for change, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Or a shift, yeah. Because it's going to happen if you start that process.
I remember I was crying the whole hour we spoke together.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't see?
we were online, but yeah. But a lot of people cry, and I would say 90% of people cry, including men.
That's so good. Hot boys cry.
Yeah.
Hot boys cry. Yeah.
But I think more women reach out to you, right? Or what would you say?
I think it depends, and I think it's very cultural. So I have a lot of you'd be surprised, like Russian, Polish, Estonian, Slavic country clients.
Because they're superstitious.
Yeah. They're
super much.
Yeah. Italian men?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, I had some really hot guys in the flat. Ooh. Like, yeah.
I can see a future together.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously I can't hit on them, but, you know, I try to, we're having a party, you should come. There's been some really, and then people who have mixed backgrounds, like their parents could be, like, from another culture, they're quite open as well, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of Indian clients, and male clients,
Buddhists and Hinduists.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you have many German clients? Because I always think Germans are like the most ego-driven.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But then I feel like there's also people who are into spirituality here get really into it. You know what I mean? Because it's like the opposite to the mainstream culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so there are a lot of people who are just really curious and interested. A lot of crazy, crazy people.
Yeah.
It's almost like sometimes they just go too far, you know?
Okay.
Like, it's like...
They do have the archangel stuff.
Stuff. And so, so it's like, sometimes, you have to be like, that's not what we're doing here.
Mm.
I did have, I had a really difficult, not difficult client, but I had a client come to me before and she was German and she I'm not going to tell any names or anything like that. But she basically, she was in her mid-40s and she wanted to have a second child. And I channeled for her, right? And she came to me because she thought I was like hippy dippy, and mm-hmm. like really alternative, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so what I'm picking up for you is that you're missing a hormone from your system and you keep getting pregnant and then you keep miscarrying and your body is really unhappy with you because you're not taking this one hormone. And if you take this one hormone, you will be fine. And I was like, and I got told also that she'd already been like through doctor's appointments and mm-hmm. had been told this. And I was like, so this is the information I'm getting for you. And she was like, oh, but yeah, the doctors told me I need to take progesterone. I was like, okay, well, that's the hormone then that you need mm-hmm. to take to carry a baby successfully at your age. And she got really annoyed with me because she came to me thinking that I would have some other magical hippie mm-hmm. solution.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, no.
Just drink holy water and
But actually, this is exactly what we do in our podcast. So mm-hmm. I told you it's about spiritual things, but we see it in a science
based word.
So it's not just that and just this. I think it's super good to connect both,
I always say in the beginning of our podcast, I think that magic is like science that we are not understanding maybe there. I think there's so much science, this is proven science and we all mm-hmm. believe that this is working, but back in the days, 500 years ago, everyone would be like, oh, this is magic. Like a telephone mm-hmm. would have been magic.
Exactly. Internet.
And internet.
What?
Right.
What's internet?
Yeah. I think it's still magic.
It's still magic.
I don't get it at all.
but it's kind
of I know.
Daily business. Yeah. So now we're accepting this. Mm-hmm. But I think there's so much magic that we need to explore and understand, and then we can someday say this is also science.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think there's a really funny episode of Friends where Ross and Phoebe have this huge discussion,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
and then she says to him, "Yeah, but
Phoebe."
Yeah. she has that conversation with Ross because he's being quite pedantic and he's being like, "Oh, but it's science." And she's like, "Yeah, but aren't there things in science that you just don't understand or had to be discovered?" And he was like, "Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's totally that, right? Like it's that clash of what do we already know versus what we don't know. And I think most people, even if they're not spiritual at all, have all had like some kind of weird supernatural experience here, mm-hmm. here or there, right?
Yeah.
If you ask them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a story.
That they cannot mm-hmm. explain. And, you know, I don't argue with anyone. That's not my job. Like, my job is not to like convince anyone that there's a spiritual realm or anything like that. But yeah, like there, you know, it's true like that everyone has had some kind of spiritual magical thing that they can't understand, right? And mm-hmm. science eventually, hopefully, will catch up and explain it, you know? Mm-hmm. But also, like, I really think that like we used to have different access to like to ancient science that would have been magical. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm. That we lost.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it, but I really do believe that we had like, yeah, other things.
Yeah.
Maybe not the internet, but, you know.
There's so many stuff we don't know, and we have evidence that there was stuff,
yeah. but it's always like kind of something and we, mm-hmm. we cannot yeah. explain it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, there's a really, I mean, the Dan Brown book, did you see the most recent one?
No. Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. It's kind of about like, it's about consciousness and mm-hmm. about the science around consciousness. So it's really interesting if that's your jam, if you're interested in spirituality mm-hmm. meets like science. Read the Secret of Secrets. It's really mm-hmm. good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Yeah.
because I have so many questions. But yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because you already told us you also use tarot cards, but more for your like English lessons in
when I was teaching.
When you were teaching, right? But you think they are helpful to step into this like energy, like in the levels you told us.
Yes, but I really am a believer of all roads lead to Rome. So
okay, because yeah? this is actually yeah. the question: is there something that is like too delulu, too out there for you when you will say, okay, now you are like a little bit over top.
No, it's like what's delulu for me is not delulu for another person, you know? Like, are you talking about like a channeling method?
Like a channeling method, or if someone is coming to you and talking to you about, I don't know, angel numbers or I don't know. I accept that everyone believes in something, needs to believe in something. Yeah. But maybe you have a line where you say, okay, tarot, astrology, I get it. And then when we start to talk about whatever topic, then it's like too much.
I mean, I think that I like, you know, like magical excuses is too much, mm-hmm. right? So I don't have.
Got it.
Do you got it? Yeah. Mm-hmm, like the example I just gave you about this woman who wanted a different mm-hmm. option, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, babes, you're still in a human body. Like, what do you want to
do?
You know? And I think that, like I said earlier, you know, the universe will speak to you in whatever form you're willing to listen. So there isn't like what I am drawn to is different to like what other people are drawn to. So if you feel like more drawn to angel cards, or if you like to use a pendulum, I like to use a pendulum. Maybe you use tea leaves. Maybe you like palm reading. Maybe you just like to open up the Bible, right? Like controversial, but yet it's the same category for me, right? So like, or you like, you know, you're like into the Torah, or you like to kind of just like whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Right. So because like the universe is going to like specifically tailor the message to you. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any like for me, like there's probably some stuff that I'm like, oh, that's like that's too far on the hippie trail. Right. But it doesn't matter. It, you know, if you're into it, that's cool. Like
if it helps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to make magical excuses for things. We don't want to like live in, because the spiritual information or the information that you get from spirit is supposed to be put into action.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, saying, oh, I'm an Aquarius, so yeah. I cannot do this and that because I'm always detached and I don't want to step into my feelings.
Or he's a Scorpio. Yeah. I don't want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a difference between saying, hey, I'm a Gemini, it can be a bit scattered and I'm going to try and like, you know, counteract that by doing this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm a Gemini, can never show up on time, you know, which I like to say sometimes. I usually blame my heritage, though. Like, I'm Irish, you know, we don't ever show up on time. So like, not like, as long as you don't live in that realm too much, because that's the danger, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there is something there. And I think when people tap into that they can get stuck there as well, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
In fantasy land. Yeah. It's all fantasy, but you know, they don't, you know, they don't bring it into reality. You know?
Yeah, I see. So I think there are a lot of people not listening to this podcast, but they are out there thinking this is all fake and that doesn't exist. And I think, I assume you as a medium, when you tell people you are a medium, you get some bad reactions as well. Like, oh, you're a faker or whatever. What do you say to these people?
I mean, like, again, you know, like, it's not my job to, like, convince anyone.
Okay.
You know, and, like, the thing is, like, because I think the interesting thing is, I told you already, I come from a very religious background, right? And I grew up as a born-again Christian, and that is a very strict set of beliefs and a very strict way of living life. And, you know, if you deviate from that, then you're wrong, and you have constantly, like, a group of people monitoring you and telling you what to do and kind of controlling you as well. And in exchange, you get a lot of great things. You get a cool community, and you get, like, constant support, and you get the feeling that you're going to go to heaven, you know? And I think the you know, there's huge lessons in that for me about, like, don't try to preach to other people and don't try to convert other people. And I'm grateful for that, because I don't need to convince anyone, right? And the amazing thing is, the people that find me are generally open, and they want to know the information, right? So that's cool. For people who are closed off and they're not into that and they think it's crazy, like, that's fine, because I really, like, we're talking about science again, like, I really believe that, like, you know, in quantum science, like, we can all be living in kind of alternate realities. And I do kind of believe that. Like, I do think that, like, you know, what I, like, like, if I believe something, then it's also can manifest and be real. So someone who doesn't have that perception, it's not real for them. And that's actually true for them, and that's their truth, and that's fine. I don't need to argue with their truth. Does that make sense?
Totally. So,
and like, unless something happens, unless the universe wants to wake them up or bring them into, like, my version of reality, it's not going to happen, and that's totally fine. So you can accept that there are parallel realities in motion, but your version of that has spiritual elements, and that's cool. And then you don't need to argue with anyone, right? Like, you're not arguing with their version of reality. You know, and so if they think that I'm a kook, that's great.
But that's so healthy, though. I know situations in my life when someone wouldn't believe me, and I know I'm right. And that's the ego, right? So I have, like, I have the feeling I want to convince people, no, I'm right, you're wrong. You know what I mean? And you just, you don't have that. And that's so cool. Please teach me how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Buddhists say, right? Like, they're like, there's no such thing as a bad person. It's just, like, you know, different levels of consciousness or whatever, or evolution, or, you know, it's like you're going to waste so much energy trying to convince people of this point. And we do, we waste a lot of energy that doing that. And I probably do that as well in my personal, like, life. Like, if anyone's friends with me, they're probably like, yeah, but you're not like that. Like, you know, chill about this topic. I'm like, okay. But about this, I'm like, no, like, you know, like, for me, I know that, like, what I do helps people. I have so many stories about, like, really cool things that happened after I channeled for somebody and they got information. Like, so, like, I'm convinced, you know? Like, I don't need any convincing, right? And but the thing is, like, if someone has a different reality and their reality is very logical and very, you know, like, they go to work, it's all about money, it's all about this, it's all about that, like, all that stuff is meaningless. That's the path that they've chosen before they, you know, before they incarnated, as far as I'm concerned, and they're living an alternate reality, and that's okay. You know, I don't need to pierce their reality, and they don't need to, like, you know, pierce mine. And if they think that I'm crazy, that's fine. I think that they're a little bit, like, you know, stubborn, probably, you know?
Yeah.
And it's okay. And I think
Taurus.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's okay. And, like, and we are going to have those alternate realities, but we have, like, a common reality, but we also have, like, our own perception, right? Yeah. And that's important. And that is, like, I'm not, like, scientific, but, like, if you go into quantum physics and you, like, you understand bits about that, it is true that, like, it's our perception that creates reality. So my reality is different to that person's. That's fine.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Do you keep track of your clients? Like, would you reach out to Vivi again in, like, 2 years and talk about, yeah, how about the stuff we talked about? And
You
has
mean
anything changed, or just to see
if anything had worked, nothing had worked. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it's more or less that people call me or they text me or they message me and they're like, the thing that you told me that happened that I have totally forgotten about in the in-between time happened. And you're like, okay, great. Or da-da-da-da-da happened. And like, so it's like, it's more like that people reach out to me. But I just, you know, for a long time, I was not accepting that this is the path I should be on. And I was trying to like work in corporate jobs. So like since like last month, I decided, okay, like I'm going to do this full time because I'm being called to do this. I feel. So I wasn't really following up with clients on purpose, but I will start bugging them now. Yeah, I will. I'll start bugging them. Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering also, so when you channel, is there like a power on, power off button?
Yeah.
Button? As so you can choose when you receive the messages, or does they also come like randomly
but
to you?
The voices in my head go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's a bit like making a phone call, I guess, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, like...
But do you get called randomly also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, like, it's more like allowing space for the divine to talk to you or for, like, this information to come through, right? And I am predominantly what they call clairvoyant, so I get it more like images. So people always ask me, like, how do you get the message? You know, and so for me, it's almost like what happens is it's like I go into a daydream type state and I mainly see images.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that I've worked with those images, and then I'm like, what I'm doing is I'm getting an image for a person and then I'm translating it into English, basically. That's what I do.
Okay, yeah.
And the more that I've started to kind of like download images and convey them, then I've started to also sometimes like hear a sentence or like, you know, like kind of like have a thought and I just kind of go with it. So yeah, like everyone is predominantly, and again, I do think everyone has psychic abilities to some extent, but you have like generally like your main method of getting that information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So and I guess like, you know, like it's often what you like in the real world. Like I work as an artist. I used to work as an artist. I'm quite creative. I'm quite visual.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the method that I get. But some people are like more into music. They're more clairaudient.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different things like that you can download.
And you told us that you both, so Vivian and you, Sunita, your session was online.
Yeah.
Right?
It was
and
with
when
Zoom.
I think about, yeah, when I think about meeting a medium and just, I in my head, it would be like, we need to be in person. So you get my vibe, my frequencies.
In the same room. Yeah.
Yeah, in the same room. So this is actually to go to your library and just asking for the right book about Vivi, and it works also online. You don't need to be in the same room or getting their vibe or getting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more like for the other person to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a lot of people want that in-person session to feel the connection with me, I think, and feel like therapized a little bit, like get some kind of like, you know, emotional support. But I don't, yeah, you don't need to do that to tap into. It's like kind of like, you know, if you want to use Google, you can just kind of use that from anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's the same thing.
Okay, it's Google search. Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. Does it happen often in your private life? So if you were my friend, I would ask you every day, all day, what should I do?
Yeah.
Isn't that also a bit like annoying from time to time? Or does it not happen? I don't know.
Well, I got a really tough lesson around that. So just to kind of go back to the previous question, you kind of switch on a button where you kind of allow like, you know, this information to come through. Sometimes I'm going about my random life and it's like, tell this person this. And I'm like, oh no, really? Yeah. And so sometimes those messages will just come through randomly. But I've learned, and I got a really hard lesson with friends, like to have very clear boundaries with, and I think I have another friend who is also clairvoyant and she literally had the same lesson, and you know, we both kind of have lost a best friend.
Aww.
Because, you know, the thing is, you know, people will ask you, but sometimes they just don't really want the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like in the case with my friend, you know, she was getting into a relationship, and it was like, I didn't like know anything, didn't care, like blah, blah, blah. But she asked me to look into like what's going to happen in the future. And like, what's, is the relationship good? Right. And I was like, are you sure? And she was like, yeah, 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 do it. You know? And like, again, you know, these are the things that you learn to have better boundaries. And so I kind of like downloaded for her. And she saw my face drop a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then before I could say anything to her, she was like, don't tell me, don't tell me. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to know. I don't mm-hmm. want to know. But it was like too late then, because, and it was awful because for me, it stayed, this information stayed yeah. with me for like a year and a half.
Oh, fuck.
Right. And it's kind of weird. Like, it's like,
it's so like, heavy.
Yeah. But also it's kind of like, you know, when you need to pee and you can't pee.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Oh, no. You get it. Yeah. You need to get it off of your chest.
Yeah. And then she was quite like, oh, why aren't you happy for me in my relationship? Can't you just be happy? And I didn't say anything to her about her relationship, you know, but she was like, why can't you just be enthusiastic? And I was like, oh, and I got to the point where I was like, I have to tell her because, or I have to try to tell her. Mm. And so what I saw was like that the guy that she was with would get her pregnant, mm-hmm. leave her with the baby, and that she would like struggle as a single mother mm-hmm. and that he would go, he's not from Germany, that he would like leave and go back to his family of origin mm-hmm. and basically just allow, like just kind of like, and that she would, that even though she really wants to be a mom, that it wasn't a good situation for her, that she would struggle with yeah. this motherhood. And I also saw in that future that I wasn't there because I was like her best, you know, like her best yeah, friend yeah. right? And I was like, why am I not in this vision, you know, because I would have wanted to like be there and help her. And that's what I saw, but I couldn't tell her. And basically she cut me off. So like, this is someone I was friends with for 10 years, and it was like, this would be like someone I would have considered like a sibling, right? Mm. And she just completely cut communication with me. She didn't want to know. She still doesn't know that this is what I saw. It's already kind of happening, not the baby part, but the her being responsible for everything. Mm. And you know, this is the problem. It's like, you can have friends and it's great that you're friends with the medium, but like you know, like I think I've learned, like, just to kind of keep your, like, your friends, a lot of the time they don't want to know, like, and you have to know where that line is, right? And in her case, I would say she's quite like addicted to relationships mm. and doesn't want to give up that addiction, you yeah. know? And so mm. it's okay if I maybe channeled for her about work or something that yeah. she didn't care mm-hmm. about, you know?
Yeah. 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 But I think we all know that feeling. Mm. Like, when you are really in love, you're not yes. open for any like realistic thoughts from other people, right? So when yeah. I give a good advice to my friend, she wouldn't listen because love is yeah. bigger in this situation.
100%.
Right?
100%. And it's addictive. Love is addictive sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like a drug. Yeah.
Especially okay. the unhealthier versions of love.
Yeah. It's toxic.
It can
yeah.
be. Can be.
Yeah. So I think we come to an end almost.
Hate it.
Yeah. I could listen to you for hours, but that's maybe so nice. We can have like one last question.
Me?
Like me and you?
Yeah.
I have
just start.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So mine would be, we already talked a bit about it, about like pop culture. Mm. Do you know the series Ghost Whisperer?
And
no. The Medium is also a series. I watched it as a kid like multiple times. Mm-hmm. So what would you say are the like maybe three biggest cliches about mediums?
I don't really know how to answer because I don't watch those TV shows. Okay, okay. They're terrible. I think that people don't understand the power that you have when it's not about being a medium. It's when you tap into divine information. Mm-hmm. A lot of it gets put in the woo-woo category, you know?
Yeah.
I would also say, like, we need to start paying more attention to a lot of these things are sensationalized, right? Mm-hmm. But there is something there, right? And you have to be careful also, like, there's a lot of bad spiritual stuff there as well, right? So be careful what are you tapping into, even by watching something, you mm-hmm. know. I think there's a lot of cliches. I mean, the crystal ball thing is the cliche that I think of.
You don't have one?
No. Cat. I do have cats though. They're awesome little spiritual protectors. Cats. Yeah. Being crazy. Or like, I think that's also a very interesting like cliche, you know, like it's something that we see in movies a lot of
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
the crazy woman.
Like the spiritual thing. People in series and films are also a bit crazy, right?
Like Phoebe, right?
Yeah, like Phoebe. Yeah. I love her so much, but everyone sees her
kooky.
Yeah.
kooky crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they don't take her seriously most of the time.
And I think that, you know, my dad is like, he's never really given me many compliments in my life. But one time he was like, Sunita is very logical. And I was like, oh, whoa, dad, thanks. You know, and he was saying it to his friend. And I was like, okay, interesting. And I think that what's really cool about the gift that I have is like the universe goes, okay, who's logical and grounded enough to handle this gift?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
Yeah.
I will never have it.
No. But what I'm saying is like, you know, we're like a little crazy because you have to be a little open to, you know, the flow of things. But, you know, again, like when you're getting advice from anybody, you have to make sure that it's like solid, good, rational.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that the universe is very smart because it gives the people who already are that, like that kind of gift, if that makes sense. So we're not all crazy.
No.
That's the third stereotype. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty drawn between two questions, so maybe I can say both. The one thing is that you work with people who are maybe in a very vulnerable place in their life. This is very hard to handle. How do you need to like clean your energy when you come at home or when you're ready with a session, like because there are people in grief or people who lost somebody and you have this energy. How do you work with this after your
how
session?
Do you feel after that?
That's a really interesting question, and I think this is again an experience that we all have. Like we've all been with friends who are, you know, depressed or you know, dealing with a breakup. I'll put it like this, like in my life, I've experienced a tremendous amount of emotional pain, tremendous. And that's also been part of the journey. And I can handle other people's pain because I've worked through my own. So I don't get, my buttons don't get pushed that much. However, if I was like put into a hospital and asked to be a nurse for a day, I could not do that. Do you know what I mean? Like I couldn't deal with blood and like puke and things. And you're like, do you know what I mean? So it's the same kind of thing. It's like, how do you deal with the kind of the stuff that comes up, you know? Like I couldn't deal with the nursing, I couldn't deal with vomit, I couldn't deal, you know, but I can deal with other people's emotional pain. And a lot of that is because I've worked through so much of my own. And you do have to be kind of like, yes, you do have to kind of clear your energy. I use a lot of salt. I go through so much salt, just like washing my hands and stuff. But I think it's a good practice for everyone to get into is cleaning your energy on a regular basis. Yeah, especially if you're sensitive, you know.
And the other question is about the scammers. We also talked about scammers. What would be your advice when we are looking for a medium and maybe you are booked, so we cannot reach you? Maybe there's another one we need to
Let's put that out
contact.
There. Fully booked.
What are like the signs? What are red flags in other people?
Oh God, this is a really tough question because it is hard. Yeah, it is hard. I think like I think you don't really know until you have a session with somebody. And I think that what you like, so a lot of the time what I have to do is tell people what they don't want to hear. Right. So if someone's telling you only what you want to hear and like fluffing you up, because I don't really like, okay, so my aunt, I love her to bits, but she does go to like online psychics a lot, you know, and they'll never tell her what she doesn't want to hear. So she's always about to get a lot of money. She's always about to get like an amazing rich husband or like love or, you know, this thing that she's dealing with. It's going to all work out perfectly fine.
Okay.
And that's, the scam is not the other person. The scam is you allow yourself to lie to yourself. Right? And again, unfortunately, you don't know until you really have a session with somebody. But like what I will say is like what I found a lot of the time is sometimes what I'm telling people is things that they already know. And then I'm telling them, okay, and this is where you're struggling. And that's the part that you need to work on. And you're not going to get this, this, and this unless you do this, this, and this. So, you know, like, is there work involved? Right?
Oh, this is a good advice.
Yeah,
this
is there working?
Really good advice.
Is it like, oh, just like magical, like everything is going to work out? Or am I telling you that you have to actually change your frequency, change this, change that? I mean, that's frequencies. We're all frequency, but do you have to take action steps? Mm-hmm. And is it uncomfortable? And, you know, often people are confronted with, oh, actually, yeah, like I know this. I know that I'm like not doing this thing. But now that someone else has said it to me, oh, I'm kind of outed and I have to go and do the thing, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it. That's how you can tell, like, if someone's just trying to like give you like magical fairy juice and make you feel like everything is fine and you don't have to do any work or change anything.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe at the end of the interview, when people are listening and they say, oh my God, I really, really want to have a session with Sunita.
Oh, like Felina, nice. Okay,
maybe.
Good.
So how can people reach out?
Yeah. So I have very badly done webpage, but I'm going to do it up. So if you Google me, it's probably the easiest. So Sunita the Medium.
Yeah, we put it in the description also.
Yeah. Sunita. That's mm-hmm. my name. Sunita the Medium. And then I come up on Google as the number one medium in Berlin, actually. I'm very proud of that fact. Yeah. So that's good. And then, yeah, I have a website. And then there's like booking link there as well. And you can text me as well if there's an issue. So, yeah. So like I'm very easy to get in touch with.
And with any kind of problems.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's like sometimes it's like court cases. Sometimes it's money things. Sometimes it's like, yeah, like I guess my specialty, to be honest, because of my own experience, is relationships. But like it can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Same. Yeah. Sunita, okay. You're amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, and thank you for the thoughtful and insightful mm-hmm. questions.
Yeah, actually, yeah. You know what? Like we wrote every question down, but
nice.
I think the conversation was so like in a flow that
good.
I didn't even look like maybe two times on it because I just was hanging on your lips and I had so many questions in my head. So yeah
we I didn't was need also it. Like maybe you said your first sentence and I was like, okay, the first 8 questions are done.
Yeah. Very professional. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it was so cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for the time, guys. I loved
thank
it.
You.
Okay, bye.